And for everyone that's joining, we're hosting this. I'm actually hosting this on behalf of my corporation. It's called FATE, FATE. It is at the bottom of this pin. It's FATE underscore global. And what we do is, it's actually the foundation for artistic talent empowerment. And within the organization, we provide different artistic mentorship programs for impoverished communities, for at-risk teens, for artists, as well as financial programs for them as well. So we thought, again, with everything going on, hey guys, with everything going on with Corona, we thought we were getting a space here. But since we had to kind of take a hold on that, we thought it would still be cool to kind of highlight some different artists within the industry, kind of have them share some of their experiences. Yesterday, we went on and we interviewed with Michael Anthony, and a lot of people were blessed by his talk. He says blessed talk a lot. And so today, I hope that you guys will be inspired by Janelle's story and the things that she will share with you guys as well. So we're going to be taking questions from you. So if you have questions, you can drop them in the question box below. But I'll also have questions for Janelle as well to get us going. But again, if you have questions, just instead of putting them in the comment box, put them in the question box, and then I could just pull your question up for everyone to see. So Janelle,
hi.
Yes, your hair is beautiful. You're beautiful. I want you to kind of tell everyone how you kind of got started within the entertainment industry, like within modeling and stuff. How did that start for you?
Okay, well, first and foremost, thanks for having me. That's I really like your whole vision for what you have going on. Like, that's really dope.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I actually love this question, how I got started, because it's actually not the, like, cookie cutter story of, oh, she was scouted at the mall, or, oh, she just walked into an open call and they wanted her. Like, I really had to, like, kind of fight for it. So, and all my entire life, I've been told, oh my God, you're so tall, you should be a model. I never played basketball or sports or anything. My mom didn't let me. So it was all like, oh my God, you should be a model. Why aren't you modeling? So you get to a point where you hear that so much that you just be like, okay, how about I just give it a try or whatever? Mm-hmm. So it wasn't until after college where I, like, decided that I really want to take the career, like, serious and, like, see where I can go with it.
Mm-hmm.
So first thing I did, my mentor at the time, we went to New York City,
mm-hmm.
and I visited, like, 10 different agencies, mm-hmm. and every last one of them told me no.
Wow.
So imagine your whole life, everyone telling you, you should be a model, and then finally the people who have the power to make you a model tell you no.
Wow.
As you can imagine, was very crushed about it. Like, my spirit was just, like, messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And so, although I was, like, really, like, messed up about it, it also, like, put this, like, fire underneath me that made me really want it even more, the fact that it was, like, not as easy.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, so I went back home to Chicago, and I went out for the agencies that were, like, at home in the city.
Okay.
So told me no that I wanted to be with, except for there was one agency, not going to mention their name because we're going to get into that later. They told me yes.
Okay.
So all these, like, constant, like, no, 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 after no, back to back, like, no's on no's on no's. Finally, one agency says yes to me, and I, like, signed right away, like, no questions about it. Like, oh my gosh, like, just signed my life away. So, fast forward a little bit, being with them, not going to say the name.
No name dropping allowed.
Yeah, no name dropping. I was fortunate and blessed to have one agent who got me placed out in Cape Town, South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So after being, like, a model with them for, I get maybe, like, a year or almost a year, I went out to Cape Town. I spent 6 months living and working there as a working model.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say working model, like, literally, I was booked almost every single week.
Wow.
Going to castings, like, 5 castings in a day.
Wow.
Now, 5 castings in a day is, like, lit. Like,
that's,
you,
like,
you don't experience that.
Some people only get one casting per week.
Yeah, right. So maybe if you're in New York, maybe, but I've never worked out in New York, so I would never know. But 5 castings in a day is, like, you're living a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine, like, the probability of you working by going to 5 castings, like,
right.
In a day. So When I was there, I just grew so much as a model because there's so many things that I realized that I had no idea about with the industry. I was very naive to things, and it being in a whole different side of the world by yourself, you really like grow up.
Right.
So being there, I realized, wow, it took me to have to travel way across the globe to realize that I should be working this much. I'm like, nah, something not right. The first thing I did when I got back home was I went to the agency that I was with, which the agent who placed me in Cape Town, she ended up leaving. So I was like, oh my God, what's going to happen now to my career? Went to the agency and I like had a conversation with them, and I gave myself a timeline. By the time I turn 25, if things don't change, I have to leave. Things didn't change, as you could probably predict. And so I pretty much like let them know that I wanted to leave. But before doing that, sorry, I'm probably all over the place with this.
This story is very interesting, actually.
It's cool. So
it's also giving people, the followers, opportunity to see how things kind of go when you do go overseas and take.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So when I was with this agency, it was like, let's just call this like a pledge class, or I don't know, a senior class where we all went together and we were at this agency at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I was done with Cape Town and realized I wanted to leave, so did everybody else. No one was happy. We were in like one casting per like 4 months. Like it was like ridiculous.
Okay.
So I'm watching everybody like fall out with the agency, get into different lawsuits and all this other stuff. And I'm like, dang, like I'm like watching them like just sitting back, taking a back seat, being quiet about it, but like seeing like everybody else fall into shambles. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, figure out how I'm going to do this the proper way. Mm-hmm. So that I don't burn any bridges and it doesn't be this much of a hard time as it is for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided that I would blame it on me. Like I would be the problem. Like I wasn't like, hey, like, I'm sorry that I haven't booked you all, or I'm sorry that I haven't made you all money. Like it's not mutually benefiting either one of us at this point. I think I might want to like, you know, try something else. So like, thank you so much for everything you've been able to do for me.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking that I was doing a good thing, they told me no.
Mm.
And I'm like, excuse me? Like, what do you mean no? Like, let me go.
I'm trying to go.
we're like, just like, no, we're not letting you go to stay in your contact. Oh, and not to mention, I forgot to the biggest part about it. So before I went to Cape Town, they like wiggled it in my face. And then, like, had me, like, get my visa and all this stuff together. And then afterwards, like, oh, but you got to sign this contract. And it's a worldwide exclusive for 5 years. So, anybody in the industry knows that a 5-year contract is a lot. Like, that's a reach. Like, ain't nobody doing no 5 years signing their life away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, not to mention, worldwide. So, I would have to be exclusive to you throughout the whole earth. For 5 years, I'm like, oh no. Like,
no, wow.
Anyway, because I was young, I really wanted this opportunity. I had already did all this work to try to get to Cape Town. So like, it was like all this work I had been through, I had to sign this. Like I had no choice.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. So by the end of me trying to leave, I had only completed, I think, 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's like breaking a contract, which is like, I mean, you don't break contracts in life. Like everyone knows that that's not supposed to do that. But in the circumstance, I mean, I had a reason to.
Mm-hmm.
So because they were not letting me leave, I asked to speak to the owner of the agency and he told me no. So I was fighting with them for about a month and a half trying to leave. So my last resort to everything I had tried to do to get out of there was just... I had an alarm set on my phone for 10 a.m. in the morning because that's what time the office opens. And every single day, I would call their phone like, hi, this is Janelle. Do you guys have any work for me? Of course, they're going to say no. And it got to the point where like they were hanging up in my face. They were like being super rude, laughing and making jokes at me like over the phone. Like you could hear them like talking about me. Like it got to a point where it was like, really bad, but I stayed persistent and I called them every single morning at 10 a.m. asking if they had work for me because I knew that they would eventually. And then they eventually In the midst of all that, I went to the agency that I'm with now. And I think it's very important that in the industry, you're very transparent with what you want and what's happening. So I went to the open call, this leap of faith. I don't know. I wasn't really expecting anything, but I'm like, I'm just about to just go see what's out here. So they ended up wanting to sign me for their runway board. And I was elated because I kind of been wanting to be with them for like ever. Like,
wow.
Yeah, I want
congratulations. That's dope.
Thank you. So this is about, I think it's 2018, yeah. So they're like, we want to sign you for our runway board, but you have to get out of your certain situation because we don't want to like have like, we don't want to have bad blow everybody in the city, which is understandable because who does? So she gave me her business card and I held on to it. And then while all this stuff was happening, while I was calling every morning, they still wouldn't let me go. I mean, obviously I couldn't go with the other agency because this agency wouldn't let me leave.
In the midst of you calling and being persistent, making that call every morning, that is what helped them release you because they didn't have to work for you?
Well, I think, well, let me kind of like finish.
Okay.
Yeah, every day I would call, still were just saying no, still laughing at my face, still hanging up on me, just like keeping me in a contract. Not to mention, also wasn't paying me my money. They owed me money, and it was past the 120-day mark, and yeah, so that was another reason why I was calling every morning. But I had ended up going to Atlanta. You know, my mom lived in Atlanta for like a year, and in her apartment, right next door happened to be the agency. Like, they have different offices around the world, and they had another one in Atlanta, and they were right wow. next. So on my birthday, I went to an open call to the agency that I'm with now, but in Atlanta. And they wanted me, but I had told them, well, I mean, this is great. I'm so happy you want me, but I'm kind of stuck in the situation. They're like, and they gave me the papers to sign. Then literally the next day, I kid you not, the next day I got an email from the other agency sending me a mutual release agreement.
Wow.
Yeah. So literally, I think the whole thing was just the power of the mind. It was God. Well, no, first it was God. Over anything with God, and it was the power of the mind because I was so determined to get what I wanted in that situation. I knew that I knew what my worth was in the industry. I knew what I deserved, and I wasn't going to settle for less. And although it wasn't like the easiest route to get through, like I got it done. So yeah, that's my little story.
That's awesome. Now
I'm happy. I've been happy for about. I guess about to be 2 years.
That's awesome. I'm so glad that you were able to overcome that and get out of that. You know, I guess that kind of speaks to some of the different adversities that you faced while being a model. Could you talk a little bit more about that? Like, do you come up against any adversities with whether it be race, size, whatever it might be? Are you facing any adversities within the modeling industry, whether it be financial? What are some things that you can share with a new model?
Most definitely. So, as I mean, I'm sure you see this all over the internet, but I mean, I'll just be 100. As a black model, sorry, this is just so funny. I've had jobs where we're at a runway show and it's like, let's say it's 20 models.
Okay.
15 of them are Caucasian. And like the little five of us, like five of them, like that's like tops, maybe, yeah, five or three or whatever. We always get together, and when hair and makeup comes, we always have our makeup bag. We always go to the bathroom and do our own makeup or over, or have to fix it, or just don't even want to be bothered with having our face look messed up for the show, because that's literally some of the things that you'll experience. You got these makeup artists who don't know how to brown skin.
Wow, yeah.
People see that, and I just want you to know from my lips that that is a real thing. That is real.
Mm.
So that's one of the things that's kind of like unfortunate. Another thing, oh, yeah, and hair, too. I remember. Actually, I'm not going to say that because that's a client and I love them so much, but never mind. We're not going to get into that.
We'll leave that one out.
Yeah, we'll leave that out. But yeah, I love them, but they need help too. Yeah. Another thing, like, If somebody wants a model right now, like they want to start tomorrow, my first words of advice to them would be to save at least $5,000 to $10,000. Like before you take it, snap no pictures, don't do nothing. Like don't go to no agencies, don't submit. Before you do anything, you should save up $5,000 to $10,000.
And I'm glad you said that because I was going to actually ask what would be three tips that you would leave to a beginning to a beginning model. But in regards to when you're saying this $5,000 to $10,000, what would they be using that money for?
Well, I mean, okay, so I'm saying 5 to 10 because depending on like, you never know if you get with an agency and they want to send you like Milan and Paris right away, then that $10,000 you might run through that quick. But more so than anything, you got to have money to be able to pay for your craft. Like you're a business. You're like a startup when you're starting out to be a model. It's the same way as a business. You have to treat yourself as a business. So a startup business would have to have investors or people who, money. Like you got to have money to start a business. Same thing with modeling. The reason why is because all of your expenses. So depending on what kind of model you want to be and like your look and like what market you would fit in, if you live in Grand Rapids, I don't know, if you live in Kentucky, I don't believe there's any model market in Kentucky. So you're going to have to go travel to New York or to Chicago or to LA that actually has like a working model market, which you're going to have hotel expenses, a flight, food, Ubers, like all that stuff adds up. And then you have to build a portfolio. So you're going to have to shoot with a lot of different photographers and do test shoots. And that costs money. I mean, if you trying to be the next Naomi Campbell, you can't be taking free pictures with the Cookie Monster, if you know what I mean. Like... you have to spend your money with quality people if you want to have a quality, but because of the fact there's so much competition, modeling is such a big industry where there's so many people doing the same thing. So there has to be something that differentiates yourself from everybody else. And one little check mark of that is having a decent looking book. Mm-hmm. So that costs money. Mm-hmm. Like model apartments and like when your agencies want to send you off somewhere to Cape Town, you got to pay for that stuff. And then if they pay them for it, 9 times out of 10, it's just an advancement. It's going to come out your check that you, when you work your bookings or whatever. So nothing's really free. You got to pay for clothes. Like it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a real thing. Like you said, it is a business and you have to be willing to invest in yourself. But of course, investment in self is the best investment that you can make. I'm sure you know that. So you were
saying hair. You got to keep all that up.
Yeah. It's a commitment. You're a walking business. Now, when you were saying your three tips that you will leave a model, so it will be to save money. The second you said is to build a portfolio. And what will be the third one you said?
The first thing, having money. Like, don't do anything before you gotta have money first.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing, yes, you want to start doing test shoots with quality photographers. Really do your research and look who's good, what other models they've worked with, especially the type of model that you want to be or what you see yourself being. Mm-hmm. You can be a photographer and shoot those types of models. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you got, like, the video vixen photographer and you're trying to be a Vogue model, you don't shoot with the video vixen. It just makes no sense.
I get it.
Yeah.
Right. Y'all heard that, right? Don't shoot with the video vixen photographers if you want to be a runway model. Okay? Nice. Now, again, if you have questions.
Already? I don't think I did.
What's your three?
My third was, like, inner peace. Like, you have to have some type of, like, self-acceptance. Knowing like exactly who you are, knowing exactly what you want. Mental health is everything in the industry because there's so much shit. It's really like, whoo, it'll get you because you're gonna go like 10 castings or 10 auditions. All of them probably gonna tell you no. You're probably gonna get one yes out of all the 10 no's. So you have to be like prepared and mentally like ready for you to get the no's. Just gotta just move on to the next thing. Don't take anything personal. Don't get too much inside your head. Like that will really mess you up. Don't compare yourself to anybody else on Instagram posting all these slang pictures, or like you see them like doing an ad or something, you're like, oh my God, but what happened? Like, why she just started filing an hour ago? Like, why? Yeah, like your path is completely different. You don't know if people hitting these people up, like, hey, I'll do your thing for free if you put me on there. You don't know if they uncle the creative director, like, never know. So don't compare.
And I'm so glad you spoke to that, Janelle, because we talked about mental wellness in the other live yesterday. So could you just share some of the things that you do to keep yourself balanced? I mean, you handle a lot of rejection. Me, myself as an actor, I handle a lot of rejection, or redirection, I like to call it, all the time within this industry. So what are some tips you can tell people for mental wellness that helps you stay balanced or helps you deal with all of the 20 no's you get to the one?
So if you were to go on my phone and go on my audiobook, I have a lot of like inspirational, victorious attitude. I listen to a lot of audiobooks that really stress the importance of you create the life that you want to live. And your thoughts are everything. Being able to really tap into your conscious mind, your subconscious mind, sorry. Yeah, like I really devote my life in the laws of attraction, the laws of the universe. And I really try to, well, no, I don't try. I practice was living day to day by those principles. And that's what helps me like stay grounded. That's what helps me like keep going, picking myself back up even after all the rejection. So like my advice to anybody, just find that one thing that makes you just say, oh, forget all of this. Like, I'm still human. I'm still going to go out there and do what I need to do to get what I want. Whether that's like reading the Bible or going to church, whether that's, I don't know, watching Kevin Hart or something. Make you, I don't know what you do to make yourself feel good, but that's what.
Yeah.
So music, be in the mirror, have candles lit. I just like to like feel myself when stuff happens. So I can remind myself of who I am.
Yes. So basically, in a nutshell, it sounds like you're finding different ways to make yourself feel good at all times.
Mm-hmm. Yes, most definitely.
Nice. Now, let me check this question box. While you guys are writing your questions, I'll ask her another question. Janelle, now you talked a lot about how you got started with being a model, but was it always your dream to be a model, or did you kind of get into other things first, or how did you kind of dabble and decide, okay, this is what I'm going to do?
So, yeah, I think I've always envisioned myself as a model, but I also have always had in my head that I don't just want to be a model. Everyone wants to be a model. So, like, there's so many other talents that I feel like I have that I definitely don't want to go to waste. I don't want to ever be at my deathbed and look at all the ghosts of all my talents that I did not take advantage of in my lifetime. So, I know since I was 11 years old, I've always wanted to be a casting director. My mom got me in with Lily's Talent Agency when I was 11. I used to go to all the auditions, but I was so more intrigued with what was happening on the other side of the camera. Mm. I kind of always like really that, but didn't really do anything until college. Actually, I got my degree in film after changing my major a few times, and I realized, you want to know what? I gotta quit playing with myself and just do what I want to do.
Yeah,
I think my mom would be really upset with me, but she acts like, girl, if you don't go and get your degree. So yeah, that really helped we like understand and realize that, yeah, this is what I love. And then recently I did a internship at O'Connor Casting, which is in Chicago. They're like the number one casting company for like all the commercials that shoot here and all like the different Chicago productions. Love them, very like small but very hardworking team. And I was with them the majority of the summer, and I learned so much. Like, it just gave me like this adrenaline rush that I love, and like learning everything and seeing the process of how it just like gives me this such this glow on the inside that I don't ever want to not feel.
Yeah,
I want to always feel that way. So since then, I actually ended up getting hired with another casting company called 4-Star.
And how's that going? Can you tell us a little bit more about that experience?
Okay, so 4-Star, they are the number one extras casting company in Chicago that book for like all the Chicago productions and shows. Like they have Next, which is like another new TV show that's coming, you'll see in a minute.
Do you know Alicia?
Yes.
So I love her. I love her. Tell her, yes. I say hello. Tell her we know each
other. I don't get to see her often. Maybe like when all this quarantine is over, but yes.
Okay, yeah, we're friends. Tell her I said hey.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, but go ahead, continue. Sorry.
Oh, that's fine. They did Empire, which they just had their final, their season finale yesterday, which is so crazy because 6 seasons, all black cast. Well, most, yeah, all black cast for the most part.
Wow.
Yeah, that was really fun. They have The Chi. They have Fargo, which is another television show that's going to be here or premiering. If it hasn't already, I'm not sure. Sorry. What else? They have a lot. Chicago PD and Fire.
Wow.
And so right now, I'm like the little baby. So I pretty much, when I'm on set, when everyone's filming, I'm in charge of the extras. So okay. I'm like on set coordinator. So I'm pretty much just like doing PA work.
Okay.
It's like thing essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if someone was interested in doing PA work or becoming a casting associate, kind of like what you're doing, what would you recommend? How could they go about kind of getting a job like that?
The industry is very, very word of mouth. I wouldn't have got it if I hadn't of like randomly decided I'm going to be an extra on Empire. I never wanted to be an extra. Nothing wrong with it. But it's great experience. And it's obviously like done miracles for me because now I'm working with them. I wanted, that was my purpose of doing that anyway. But yes, I just feel like really, that's a really difficult question. I feel like,
should they send an email? Should they just build relationships?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say build. That's what I did. Building relationships, being seen, making yourself and making your face familiar.
Okay.
Being afraid to ask questions and inquire. But, yeah, like, being a creep about it either or, like, inappropriate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's being seen constantly. And then, like, oh, that girl, that tall, I'm tall. So, like, oh, that tall girl, whatever. And just
right,
make a conversation, and then like in the midst of the conversation, you kind of got to sprinkle, oh yeah, I do this.
Okay, yeah.
But like, don't brag about it. Humbly, like, just kind of sprinkle it in the conversation because you never know who you're talking to.
Absolutely.
And what like interest that might spark.
Mm.
Oh, well, you do that. Well, I have this for you. Or, oh, I'm looking for somebody who. So yeah.
Great advice. Okay, and I have one more question for you, Janelle. I don't know if anyone put any more questions in the question box, but I'll ask you, what advice would you give your younger self, like just coming into the industry, fresh baby face model? What advice would you give the younger version of yourself?
Be patient. Because it's not a marathon. I was so like stuck on the fact, like, oh my God, I don't want to be like too old being a model.
Mm.
I was so young. I was like 22, and that's young.
Wow.
Yeah, I was very impatient, which is probably the reason how I got myself in the situation I did. Being very aware.
Mm-hmm.
Although I did a lot of research, a lot of the things I definitely had a mentor, but also too, I did a lot of research.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a lot of stuff on my own, just like through experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say patience and being aware, just being even more aware than what I already was.
Yeah, very good advice. I love that. Awareness is key. We actually have a question in the question box. What do you recommend for young artists with no professional experience but enrolled in school programs?
Yes, that's an awesome question. This is great because another thing I would tell my younger self in college is to take more advantage of the campus resources. So we recommend school. Yeah, you have no experience, so build your experience with the platform that you have of being on a college campus with different artists, different creatives. You might be, I don't know, a singer, and there might be somebody on campus who likes to produce beats. You guys can collaborate and really like build from that. Like there's lots of great things you could do. Or you could start your own organization. I feel like in college, that's kind of a, I don't know how easy it is, but I mean, you could do that. Very attainable to do. Because that looks amazing on a resume. If you said that you study your own organization in college, that's great. I say this, be useful of your resources that you have and the people in front of you and your friends, and be creative and don't be afraid. Don't hold back.
Great advice, Janelle. I'll just add to that, you have to be as comfortable as possible in front of the camera. So also, you can just set your iPhone up and take pictures of yourself. So that, again, I had just made a post saying that it was a time when back in the day I would beg my friends and family to take my pictures for me, and they would hate that I would ask them to take my pictures, and they would get so irritated with me when all along I was practicing because now I get paid to take pictures. So I would say practice as much as possible, feeling as comfortable as possible in front of the camera. And then who knows, you might get paid for it like I do.
Yeah, I completely agree with that 100%. Definitely practicing. I remember when I first started modeling, when I was first like doing my test shoots, which were like for my portfolio, I will always hate the pictures. Like I used to hate them. I'm like, man, I know I don't look like this. Like I look way better when I'm looking in the mirror. Like, what am I doing wrong? And I realized because when I get in front of the camera, I literally like see it as a camera in my face. So I'm trying to like be something, do something that I'm not. And it wasn't like, translating right on photos. Until I actually like went in the mirror and I started like practicing like how I feel and how I look and like different whatever, like what this was felt comfortable but looked cool. And then when I would go back on set and shoot, I had to tell myself, Janelle, you are not in front of the camera. You are in front of your mirror at your own world. None of these people that you see, the photographer, the makeup artist, they're not here. It's just you. And that's how I was able to really like break loose and like be like the free bird I am when I shoot. Dang, I had something I wanted to say, but it went away.
That's all right, but I love that you mentioned being authentic, you know, because you said, you know, oftentimes when a camera's put in front of you, you think you have to put on and be something that you're not, but right. You said being in front of your mirror made you feel as comfortable as possible to be present and allow yourself to just feel whatever you were feeling, and then that just pretty much transcribed to the camera. So yeah. I love that you said that. We have another question here. Someone says, what is your dream booking?
Oh, wow, that's a great question. Wow. I'm in Libra, so I'm very indecisive.
Me too, Libra gang.
Hey. ruled. Yeah, I'm very indecisive. So like one day my dream booking would be to book a role on a television show, but like that's not modeling, that's acting.
Oh, would you like to merge on into the acting world?
You wanna know what? I feel like I wanna do everything.
No limits.
And that's simply because I want to be a casting director. That's like my ultimate goal. But in order to be a casting director, you got to like know how to do everybody's jobs.
I love it.
I've been able to do this, do that, and the third. So that's why I am a credible person to book your talent for this, for your movie or your show or whatever. Like, I know from my own experience. So yeah. But no, my dream booking, wow, I probably like a Chanel ad or like Prada,
Nice.
Like the Janelle when I want to be like a fashion model. But when I want to be like the like beauty model, I want like my dream booking would be like Estee Lauder or something. I mean, you know, I'm all, I only have like a dream booking. I think I would just be blessed with whatever God of me.
Amen to that one, sister. Okay, let's see. You have another question. Someone said, what advice would you give for someone who's struggling with advancing their modeling career?
I'm laughing at her emojis and because it's Darn. Hey, Darn.
Why is she laughing about that?
Modeling career. For you, Dara, don't give up.
Don't give up, Dara.
I can't really say too much into that because I didn't give up. And I don't